Author's note. On the topic of scale, the show itself is rather inconsistent when considering scale, probably because, linked to TV Tropes page, sci-fi writers have no sense of scale. On one hand, you have Logopolis, where a quarter of the universe was destroyed, and you have the end of the universe, and the Big Bang, and confusion over the difference between the words galaxy and universe. On the other hand, you have Daleks invading Manhattan. Obviously, this is because, well, you can't really show something big. These scales are so immense that it's impossible, no matter what your budget is. But here's an attempt at an in-universe explanation, instead. What determines the course of the war is the fixed events, which can be as simple as Adelaide Brooke dying on a certain day in a certain year, or as large as galactic destruction. Further on the topic of scale, galactic filaments, also known as supercluster complexes, or great walls, are the largest known structures in the universe. The local group, which is actually a bit small for such a group, is a member of the Virgo supercluster, which is a particularly dense spot on the Pisces-Cetus supercluster complex. The Virgo supercluster is only about a thousandth of the total mass of the Pisces-Cetus supercluster complex, which is 1.0 billion light-years long and 150 million light-years wide. Pisces-Cetus isn't the largest known Great Wall, either. That would be the Sloan Great Wall, which is 1.37 billion light-years long. For reference, the observable universe is currently about 93 billion light-years in diameter. It's a sphere, limited by the speed of light and the expansion of the universe, and it's unknown how far the universe extends beyond this point. It's probably infinite. The Milky Way is a mere 100,000 light-years in diameter. It's a disk barely 1,000 light-years thick. In other words, we are so small. Reader's notes. Okay, I don't usually do, like, include author's notes, but I had to read that out because, whoa. Fuck. We are very small. You may have noticed on the actual post itself, well, I probably have a load of, you know, notes myself, crediting all my sound effects, but I soundscaped a version of this. Woo! First time ever, really. I mean, I've done sound effects before, but I've never really done, you know, sound effects over character voices and sound effects in the background and blah, 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 blah. But fuck, this fic is so good. What the fuck? Oh my god, it just makes me, you know, just the mind expansion meme? Me thinking about this fic. Yeah? Yeah. I just got, like, oh god, I've wanted to fic it, like, podfic it forever, and, I don't know, I just got the vibe because I saw someone, saw the prompt about Doctor Who, and I was like, fuck yeah, let's go. But yeah, I got stuck into this, and I was gonna do it as, like, you know, just a, you know, normal for me podfic, and then I just started, like, doing it, and there's certain bits about this fic that just really made me feel like it fit it. I don't know. I think I probably started off by, spending too long doing the cover art, getting all glitchy and cool looking, and I think I got this weird, like, vision in my head of sort of doing the same thing with the actual stuff itself, like, you know, because the Doctor sort of, his timeline's glitching, and he's in all these, he's split across all these different pasts and futures and presents, and I just wanted to, like, put that kind of effect onto the thing itself. And you can get that with just straight voice and timing and stuff, and I love doing that, but I kind of wanted to go, like, you know, actual sound effects, because it seemed fun. But yeah. And also, it's just, you can't do a Dalek without actually putting the sound effect over them, can you? It's not, it just doesn't work otherwise. But yeah, I hope the sound effects worked. I haven't actually, like, done most of the actual editing now at this point. This is me finishing recording it while I've edited the first two chapters. But I haven't actually, I've only done, like, taking out my bad takes editing, basically. And then I'm gonna, oh, well, I'm gonna have to replace some takes because I fucked some up now. And then I'm going to have to go through my notes. God, you should see my notes. During my, like, original, like going through and getting rid of bad takes, like editing, I started noting down just separate ideas and vibes and things that I could put for certain sections. I have, God, let's see, let's look at my papers. What do I have? I've got, oh God, two whole pages of notes written out. What the fuck? Wow. Sometimes those projects just get in my head and I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm doing now for the next week or so. But yeah, I might record something else once I'm actually done editing, talking about more specifics and sound engineering, because it's really cool to learn. I love learning this shit. It's cool. Actually, I want to talk about the insect voice that I'm doing for the Catasti, I think it was. Like the Dalek's interesting, I guess, but it's you can basically copy that. So like, you know, it's just a ring modulator and some limiter on it to make it more blocky sounding, kinda, if that makes sense. I don't know, Google it. It's there's tutorials out there basically. You can look into it. It's cool, but done before. Like for doing the insect voice, I was thinking about like my first thought for it was sort of a hum and sticking some clicks in from like actual insects. And then I realized, oh fuck, no, that doesn't work at all. And then I was thinking, okay, I can vocode it. And then I tried vocoding and I was like, oh God, forgot. Yeah, this just makes the stuff really robot-y. If you Google robot vocoding, you'll get like videos of what it sounds like. You'll know what I mean. It's really like distinct, like kind of sound. You like, I forget exactly what it does. I think it like interposes frequencies of like these two sound effects. It's what people do to get those to interpose like songs onto like just text to speak or people talking in like meme videos and stuff. If you've seen those, that's what I think of when I think of it. But you know, oh God, showing my Gen Z status there. Am I Gen Z? I'm right on like the edge or something. I'm 19, so meh. Anyway, I am rambling. But yeah, no, it doesn't work. Like the sound that I wanted at all, like just way too robot-y. It's not organic sounding really. So I had to go in a direct different direction. I had to go completely opposite way. And what I've got so far, I haven't actually figured out how I'm going to stick the clicking in there, because it says clicking mentioned, and I think I need to put it in there for it to sound right and for it to sound proper. But I've not figured that out yet. I'm thinking lobsters, maybe. I might go and see if I can find some lobsters. Or I'm going to record myself making mouth noises with a wet no mouth and a dry mouth and like interpose them and put that over it. I think that might sound cool. Or I'm going to find like some cats clicking. I don't know, you know, ideas. Fucking sound engineering. Shit's weird. But what I have so far is I've got this sound effect of a fly buzzing, which is horrible for me to edit. I have a bee phobia. It's like right in my ears, and I freeze up in fear every like 10 minutes of editing, but it works, so I've just got to bear through it. Oh God, and I had to find some like special Nyquist code to get it to work in Audacity, because I just couldn't find a plugin or tool that do it otherwise. Nyquist is just basically what Audacity plugins are written in. It's just some subvariant of Lisp or something. Didn't actually write the thing itself, even though I do know a bit of Lisp. I found the code on the Audacity forums. But basically what it did is I took the voice line and I took the amplitude of the voice line and I took that and I interposed it on top of the fly buzzing. So the fly buzzing has the exact same volume going up and down as the voiced line. And then when I lay them on top of each other, they sort of sound interposed, kind of. I don't know. I don't think it's going to fully, it doesn't sound fully merged. It does sound like two separate things going on at the same time. Like there's just a fly in the background so far. But I'm hoping, like, if I fiddle more, it'll kind of work. And then, you know, with the clicking and stuff. Oh, and what I've also done is I turned on the frequency view in Audacity, and had a look at the higher end, where the higher end frequencies of the line are, because that's basically where the sibilance is. That's really high pitched, high frequency, essentially. That's how you do de-essing, kind of. And you can probably, I think, from what I found online, it looked like you can sort of do what I was doing automatically, like automatically find where the sibilance is and put more buzzing in there, or put it only in there with, you know, just special tools. But I was looking at it and I was like, do I want to learn enough Nyquist to do that, like, by, like, automatically, or, like, figure out the search terms to find that on Google? No. So I just turned on the high frequency view and had a look at it and just, you know, faded it in and out myself by hand and fiddled with it until it sounded sort of right. So it should, like, be more buzzy and more loud right where the actual sibilance and S sounds are. And hopefully that'll sound good and insecty. Oh, I'm such a nerd. I love it. But yeah, basically this project has taught me that I want to learn Nyquist properly, because, ooh, cool things. I do not have the time. I should just fucking learn more Python and actually learn useful stuff, but, shiny object. God, is there anything else I want to talk about? I love this fic. I'm going to end this reader's notes right now.